Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday. You're experiencing the last few hours of summer. The autumnal equinox ball, 219. And I think Steelers fans are happy that the Steelers eked out a win yesterday. You know how this city's mood can change.
Yeah, I guess you're right about it being a happy Monday. Usually Mondays are just kind of like blah. But you're right. We had a big win. An improbable win when you look at it in terms of statistically, right?
Yeah. You have a defense that created five turnovers, almost unheard of in the National Football League, yet won by a touchdown.
Man, it's great to win in the National Football League. Appreciative of the efforts today. Certainly required 60 minutes of effort on all three phases to get it done. Certainly there are a lot of things to work on, but it's good to do that with the win. Couple things of note. I thought we started fast offensively, but then we stalled out, obviously, particularly in the second half. But a lot of credit goes to New England and their defense and what they were doing. They were major components of that. Defensively, I thought we were really tight in the red zone and things of that nature. I thought we could have been better on possession downs. Thankfully, we took the ball away from them to alleviate some of that lack of possession down success. But all in all, it was a good team victory, man. We fought for 60 minutes. We utilized a lot of people, specialization of talent, division of labor, things of that nature. Still finding our way, you know, with the number of new people and people out and things of that nature.
So in 40 seconds, he summed up the game. And now we have our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the road this morning. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff.
Where are you heading, if you don't mind me asking?
Home.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. You drove to New England?
Yeah, it's not that far.
That's got to be, what, 12 hours?
The amazing feat I'm going to pull off is when I drive to Ireland.
Oh, you are the best, man. I'll tell you what. That's a road trip there. We got to get – hey, somebody get one of Marty's friends with a private plane next time.
You know, so where are you on along your path home?
I am on beautiful Route 80 around Bloomsburg.
Oh, wow. So you're a ways – so quick question. Because of the trip, and I know the – Steelers are leaving after practice on Thursday. Is anything changed? I mean, is Coach speaking tomorrow the same as he normally would? Is there anything different about this week?
Well, as you know, with coaches, much like a lot of us, we love routine. So their routine is exactly the same, except Thursday after practice, they go get on a flight and go over to Ireland. They'll have a practice there, a walkthrough there, and then the game. And I wondered if they might change it earlier just because try to match up with a 9:30 kick our time. But no, they're going to keep it all the same with the exception of when they get over there.
And what time will it be in Dublin at kickoff, their time?
That is 5 hours difference. So what, 2:30?
Yeah, 9:30. The game will air here, 9:30 in the morning, Sunday. You're right, Jeff. So it'll be 2:30 at Croke Park Stadium. Meanwhile,
and Larry, by the way, there is no press box at Croke Park. There are some tables in the stands open air. So for anyone that's going that wants to talk to anyone in the media, there's your opportunity because they're going to be right there with everybody and hoping it doesn't rain.
What? What do you mean no press box?
No press box.
Oh, God. I'll be sitting outside doing the game?
You'll be outside with, you're going to have to mingle with the people, Larry.
Yeah, but I'm going to be the public address announcer. Don't they have a tent or something I could borrow?
I don't. Maybe they have a throne.
This is going to be wild. As you know, tens of thousands of Steelers fans are heading to Ireland for this one. So,
and wait, I don't want to gloss over that for a second. You're getting to do the piece there.
Yeah, I'm honored and privileged, believe me, and I'm not taking it lightly. I'm very aware of how rare this opportunity is. And even the guy, I'll tell you this, the guy's name is Alan Roach. He's the voice that does, he's actually the Vikings PA guy, but he can't make it. But the Steelers are the designated home team. Alan Roach is the voice you hear at the Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, draft stuff. You know, welcome to the Super Bowl. He sent me an email a couple of weeks ago saying, hey, congrats, that's a really cool experience for you. So I thought that was cool.
No, it's awesome. International relations lay within your voice, so you know, do us proud, Larry.
Hopefully you'll be hearing me say TJ Watt with another sack. He was sackless for six straight games going back to last year, but he got two yesterday, and I think that made some people feel a whole lot better. So break down your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, it was a bizarre game because early the offense was rolling and you thought, okay, this is what we're going to see. Then the offense went not only silent but went in reverse. Meanwhile, the defense is forcing turnovers, but they can't get off the field on third and fourth down. So the defense, you look at it, you know, with all those turnovers, it's like, what a great game. And then you look at the stats on third and fourth down, you think, oh, my gosh, or the yardage allowed. And the offense, you think, man, they only had, I think, 203 total yards. They had, in the second and third quarters combined, minus 5 yards rushing. Yet, at the end, when they needed it, they found a way to drive down the field and get a third down pass completed for a touchdown on a back shoulder throw. And you know, you'd rather have a ugly win than a pretty loss. But you just hope this isn't masking something that's going to manifest itself. Like, they've got a lot to work on. The good thing is they're working on it while tied for first place in the division.
There you go. What about Brian Echols? Your thoughts, Coach? Loved him. And yesterday he had a game-saving tackle and another fourth down after the Patriots were 4-for-4 on fourth down conversions. This could have meant, you know, the Patriots could tie the game, and who knows what happens after that. What about his play?
Yeah, I mean, they were using so many different combinations. They had moved Ramsey around into different spots. And I thought Echols and Jabril Peppers both played really well considering – these guys have never been Steelers before. For Peppers especially, it's his first game playing in that defense after just being signed the previous week. So I thought the communication was good as far as Echols. I mean, he ended both halves. He had the interception at the end of the first half in the end zone, and then what a nice tackle. He didn't get fooled. He stayed to his spot and made a tackle that ended the game. It was – I thought the secondary, despite a couple of issues still in the middle, which is more safety than corner, played well considering you're without two of your starters.
Do you have, I know you're driving, do you mind hanging on for a minute?
Oh, I got all kinds of time.
Jeff will be co-hosting Through Marty Griffin Show. Coming up, I want to ask you about the Penguins. They're playing a game, like preseason's underway, camp's underway. I want to ask you about that. Marc-Andre Fleury too, coming up with our Odyssey sports director Jeff Hathorn on the road, coming back from Foxborough. Director Jeff Hathorn rolling back to the Berg after being in Foxborough for the Steelers' 21-14 win as they get ready to head to Dublin, Ireland to face the Vikings. Meanwhile, Penguins have been at training camp for about a week. In fact, they got their first preseason game coming up. Is it tomorrow?
No, Larry, it's today.
It is today. Yeah, I thought somebody said Monday. I can't believe it's crept up on us this fast.
I know, and Saturday, well, they have a home game on Friday, and then Saturday is the Marc-Andre Fleury game, which I know everybody is really excited about.
Yeah, you know, he was signing autographs over the weekend. People just love this guy, and I think he's certainly endeared himself even more by choosing to retire as a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Yeah, I mean, he is, you know, a lot of us should enjoy life like Marc-Andre Fleury does. I mean, he plays in a high-pressure sport in the highest pressure position, and yet you see that smile through the goalie mask. Like, you see him enjoying life and enjoying what he does and all the pranks he pulls on his teammates. Larry, I saw one of the first ones. It was back when they were practicing at South Point, and he zipped himself into somebody else's bag. Like, he contorted himself, and the guy walks off the ice, and he goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, to pick up his bag and it's heavy, and like, and he starts to unzip it, and Fleury pops out like some kind of Houdini act.
That's gold.
But that was Marc-Andre. I mean, I can only imagine what his kids deal with, and then he's going to get it back when the teacher keeps calling him saying, "Could you tell your kid to stop doing this in school?"
Oh, that's gold.
Hey, you know, Jeff, I'm curious to know if you've heard anything about Marc-Andre playing more than a period at the next game.
From what we understood, he was going to practice Friday and then play this one game, and that was it. He doesn't intend to make it more. I know he loves the sport. We were talking with Crosby about it last week, and he kind of smiled and said, "How many times is this guy going to retire? I think I've been at three of them."
Oh, that's funny. So,
but I don't think this is anything more than just, you know, this exhibition. Maybe if the Penguins were in a better spot, if expectations were higher and all they were missing was a goalie, I don't know, maybe they could talk him into this, but I think he'll love this moment, but I think he's also going to love the opportunity to have falls and winters and springs with his kids.
And tonight at 7 o'clock, the Penguins are in Montreal, take on the Canadiens. Wednesday, they'll be in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. Friday against the Red Wings here at home. And then Saturday, back to back at home against the same Blue Jackets. And then they open the season on October 7th in New York to face the Rangers and their old head coach.
Jeff? Isn't it funny how this New York-Pittsburgh thing opening the season was some kind of revenge on the line? Like, obviously the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers go to play the Jets. Now the Penguins go to New York to play against Mike Sullivan. I this is going to be a really intriguing start to the year because I don't know what this team has. You look at some of the guys on the roster around Sid, Gino, Rust, Raquel, and there's not a lot of names, especially at the forwards, that a lot of fans know. It's a new coach who is special teams. You know, he was kind of a penalty kill guy, which tells you it's probably going to be hard-nosed hockey. It's going to be physical hockey. And that's probably the way they're going to have to play. They're going to have to slow teams down and get them off their game because the Penguins aren't going to be a team that's going to, you know, score at will like we've seen some years with this organization.
What are the early rumblings about the new coach coming out of the first week of training camp?
Yeah, Dan Muse, 43 years old. Jeff, what do we know? What else?
That he actually beat Sidney Crosby to the rink in the morning and is there after him. I mean, his work ethic is what we know. We know that they are going to play physical, and he preaches responsibility and where you need to be. And I think we're going to see some of it evolve. I think a little of it, he doesn't really want to give away. He kind of wants to make his opponents figure it out. But, I mean, attention to detail, I think, is something you see from Dan. Not that it wasn't there from Mike, but I think every once in a while a change of voice is needed. And for anyone that's new, I mean, you're getting a clean slate. So if Mike Sullivan didn't like you or you felt like you didn't get an opportunity under Sullivan, here's your chance to go show it. And Kyle Dubas told us it doesn't matter your status, whether you're a veteran or rookie, they're going to pick the best players. So maybe a few of the veterans that haven't had the best years, kind of like a Ryan Graves, would pick up their game, or this would be the inspiration to kind of get them to a different level.
Yeah, and for those that were wondering, will Sid stay with the team, you know, when they did their traditional ticket, you know, where they go out and meet season ticket holders? Of course, it's mobile tickets now, so it's ceremonial in a sense, but he was asked, Sid.
This is where I want to be. I love it here, and I can't keep having to answer the same question over again because of these narratives. You know, like,
yeah.
If people want to write about that or say that, that's fine, but I can't really control that.
Yeah, so as nice as he could say it, 55-gallon drum of shut-up juice, I'm not going anywhere. Guess who his Uber driver was? Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, yeah, we were standing there, and just before we talked to Sid, Mario drives by. It was the oddest thing that we're in somebody's front yard talking to Sidney Crosby, and Mario Lemieux drives by on the road.
He looked so cool, too. He had his shades on. He was, like, just the coolest dude.
Probably just shot 72 at Swickley, and, you know, just part of life for him now.
All right, man, we'll be safe on the way back. You're on the turnpike now.
Yeah, I'm above the turnpike up on 80. And you know what? If you come back here in about 2 weeks, the leaves are just starting to turn. So it's just starting to get on the fringe of being unbelievable. It's beautiful this time of year.
Good, because I feel like I've been on the fringe for a while now. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, I will leave you then.
All right, keep on trucking. Our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn.
Man, what a marathon trip that is,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my God. He is, when I say the hardest working man in sport, I'm not kidding, guys. This guy works his tail off. The NFL Today on CBS. Yesterday, getting ready for the Steelers game, I tuned in early. The show's on KDK-TV, noon to 1. You know, when the Steelers are playing a 1 o'clock kickoff, and I thought I had the wrong channel on because they were doing this retro show for celebration of their 50th anniversary.
Blast from the past.
And they were all dressed like they would have dressed in the 70s, right? The early 70s.
So you got big wide lapels and big wide ties and 70s colors like brown and gold and blue. And
asymmetrical haircuts.
You have to post the picture of Bill Cowher. This is crazy. He's got a wig on with those big aviator 70s glasses and a Fu Manchu.
Oh, yeah. It's very 70s. He's got the high karate look going.
Mm-hmm. Plus, what color is that coat? It's like a powder blue.
That's Chevrolet blue.
That's something you would wear, like, with white piping, a leisure suit.
Yeah, with a white belt and white shoes.
And a really wide tie. So anyway, I thought I had the wrong station on. Even the graphics that they put up to talk about going to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, they did a recreation of the set from the 70s.
Yeah.
It was a virtual recreation of the old NFL Today set.
And they had a guy there named Brent Musburger, Aaron, who used to be the, you know, main voice for CBS. So mm-hmm. he was there back then. So they had all these people that had been on the show over the years leading into the game. But when
it was pretty cool to look at. I just casually looked up at the TV and was like, what's up with Nate's hair? Like, I was taken off guard. And then, you know, this morning seeing what they were celebrating, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Well, that said, Steelers on their way to Dublin after practice Thursday to host the Minnesota Vikings. Steelers are the designated home team. And at one point I had heard 650,000 people were trying to get one of the 82,000 tickets. And as you can imagine, the scramble that's going on to get those, I would imagine people are paying a premium to be there, because even though it's a designated home game, it's not going to be a majority of Steeler fans per se.
Right.
There probably will be, because mm-hmm. they travel so well, the fans. And it's the 50th anniversary of the terrible towel.
I didn't know it was going to be green for this event, but that's great.
Me either.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. I have one.
That's so fun. I also did not know it was going to be green.
So there are a bunch of tailgate parties over there already planned. I know Joey Porter, not Junior, his dad,
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl champ, is hosting a trip. I'm going with a bunch of AAA folks. Now check this out, guys. It started as, we'll take 60 people. It sold out like that.
Yep.
They said, we'll double it. So another 60, that's 120.
Yep.
We'll get another 60. They had to stop at 170 because the challenge of getting tickets and hotel rooms. So the city is braced for an invasion of Steeler fans from all over the world.
You know, on one level, Larry, that was probably the easy way to go to the game.
Right.
Right?
Is get a trip. Yeah. You make a good point. What's nice about when they do these types of vacations is you don't have to think, so to speak.
Everything, you know? All the intricate details are taken care of.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They plan these things to the detail. And there's a lot of free time. If people think, well, I don't want to just go and then be stuck doing stuff I don't want to do. No, there's all kind of free time. And in a city like Dublin, you can do a day trip, some fishing village or whatever you want to do. We're going to host a big party, a tailgate party on Saturday night. They were going to do it before the game, but ironically, they are not allowed to sell alcohol before noon on Sundays in Ireland.
Well, a nighttime tailgate sounds so
better.
Fun.
It's better,
yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
So basically, the fans will have 2 hours or 2.5 hours to tune up,
so to speak. Yeah, and I'm going to be there on Friday doing the morning show. It'll be a midday show there because they're 5 hours ahead. So at 5:30 in the morning, I'll be doing a midday at 10:30, but you'll hear it at 5:30 here.
And you're going to pretend like it's 5:30.
Yeah, and Ellen Gamble's going too. She's going to give us traffic in Dublin. She just doesn't know it yet.
No, I'm supposed to break the news gently, Larry.
Will you do me a favor? Will you post a picture of Bill Carr?
Sure.
Bill Carr as the, dressed in 1972.
I got to be honest with you when I say, I mean, I know he's got a fun-loving side, but I am a little surprised he held still for that one.
Agreed.
Because he looks ridiculous.
And we love him.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.